To Brinkenhock, line left wing. Rink wide pass, now Saad over the Bruin line. The right wing board for the high slot. Tay shoots, hit the post. Oh, man, he came so close.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Wait a minute, Mr. Boatman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Boatman.
Well, the Hawks, you can't argue at this point. The Hawks are playing better. Didn't get it done again.
You know what I feel for? I'm going to talk to Coach Carlton here in just a second. Some of the coolest swag has come from these games.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking you can get deals on all of them now.
I think you're right.
Remember the cool jacket, the coat, I should say, from the Caps game? It was like a red, white, and blue leather situation.
Like a Letterman's jacket.
And yesterday, those sweaters were fantastic. The black and white, the old school 30s black and white. Coach Carlton looking good in his coat. Do you wear them?
Do you wear them after?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Like, yeah, I always see Doc Emmerich.
We don't remind you of a tough day.
That's true. But it's a good looking fashion thing.
All the Blackhawks staff, they were wearing the winter classic version of a jacket.
Yeah.
And it said Chicago on the back.
Those
and
are
then
very
it had
cool.
that cool, whatever the logo is yeah. for that. It was.
I just like the organization to know I'm up for one from each year.
One for each year.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Coach Carlton. I have to say, probably the best looking coaching staff.
We have a good-looking coaching staff.
In the NHL.
Well, Coach Carlton played for years, and he's young enough to play right now.
Yeah.
So he looks better than all the other coaches. Of course, it's a little uncomfortable for me to compliment how handsome you are and then say good morning, Coach.
Yeah, you put me in a tough spot there.
Listen, first two periods I thought were great. Third period, there seemed to be a lack of energy. Did I misread that?
Yeah, well, I don't know what it was, if it was a lack of energy or just we just had a dip after we had to kill all those penalties. I thought, we get through that, we do a great job to get out of that little stretch. We were, short two men, and then just took us 3-4 minutes to get playing again, and that was too long, and they made us pay for it. And as you say, the first two periods, especially the second period, I thought we were excellent. Unfortunate we didn't get out of that second period with the lead, because I thought we probably played well enough to deserve the lead.
Yeah, very annoying late goal.
Yeah, and those things tend to come back to bite you. It doesn't mean going into two. I still felt like if we play the same way in the third, we're going to win the game, but we didn't, and sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. 3-2, and Kaner hits the post.
Yeah.
I mean, an inch to the right, that's the tying goal. He hits the post, now you got to pull the goalie. You pull the goalie, they get the fourth goal, and then it's good night. But that's hockey. And the phrase puck luck comes up, and you haven't had much of it.
Well, I think you make your own luck. For sure, things could have bounced a different way, and we win the game or tie the game. But as I view it, if we put, close to 60 minutes together playing the way we did in the second, then we win the game for sure. And so that's what we have to do. That's our task, is to take luck out of it, take randomness out of it. That, as you say, that's the game, that's hockey. There's bounces, there's one way or another. But, we want to play so well that it just doesn't matter.
Coach, 76,000-plus there, the largest crowd to ever watch a Blackhawks game and the second-largest crowd to ever take in an NHL game. I know it didn't turn out the way you guys wanted it to, but just to describe the atmosphere and what it was like out there at Notre Dame Stadium.
Yeah, it was great. It's, you definitely don't know if you'll ever be a part of something that cool again. Special venue, of course, with the history of Notre Dame and, just the fans and, mostly our fans. And it was pretty neat when, our guys come out and there's the roar of the crowd. And so that was special. And I think the guys did get energy from it. Our start, the first couple minutes, it felt like we were still enjoying the atmosphere as opposed to playing the game. But I did think that we played really hard, and hopefully the guys can look back on it with some memories despite the result.
Coach, I'm sorry. Did in the beginning there when they were doing the warm-up, the leprechaun, he tripped on the ice?
Yeah.
Oh, you totally wiped out, yeah.
Were the players laughing down there? Because I wasn't quite that close, so I couldn't see.
Yeah, everyone noticed. I felt bad for him because I it's a Probably that guy normally doesn't skate with a leprechaun.
Thinking that's probably true. Yeah, without a doubt.
So put him in a tough spot.
Now, Sandberg was there. Sandberg, you should put a photo gallery up.
I have a photo gallery up at WGNradio.com. And it was a home crowd. I mean, when they introduced the Boston team, it was like, yay, yay, yay. And then the Blackhawks. And then that anthem, I don't know about you, Jeremy. You've been there for a lot of anthems. And it always sounds good when he does the anthem. But that stadium and his anthem yesterday.
You talking about Courtney Ellison?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guarantee that was the best version of an anthem. That was the coolest thing to be a part of.
Sure.
Like, it was incredible.
Big fun.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Coach, on this program, we were talking a lot about how you play against division rivals. And we talked about this earlier in the month, and you had the stretch coming up. The bulk of the wins that you just had in the later part of this month were against division opponents. What does that say about the team, that you stack up well against teams like Nashville and Minnesota and the like?
Well, I think it's a positive, first of all, because you play most of your games against those teams. But I think we all agree we're in a pretty strong division. And the fact we've been able to compete and get results against them, I think that says a lot about where our game's at. It seems like think we're getting the bounces or whatever it is against those teams. But we just want to put a string of good performances together, and we feel we'll get our points. And last game is another example where I think we had a good performance. We didn't get a win, but if we do that again and even a little bit better, then we will get our points. And I think that's what we've been doing in division. And so it's nice to see them get paid off for that.
If you look at what's left of this season, and you know you got to get to about 95, 96 points, the uphill climb is pretty daunting. This is why you play them one game at a time. But you got the Islanders and the Penguins on the road, and then the Flames and the Preds and the Golden Knights here next week in a nice little homestand run. Are the boys having the right mindset going into these games?
I think so. I think we've had a good mindset of just staying in the moment and not looking too far ahead. If you stare at the standings long enough, you get pretty depressed. So let's not do that, and let's just focus on the next game. And it is a cliche, but sometimes that's why these little sayings become cliches, because there's something to them. And we do got to focus on what's right in front of us and just win one game. And we win one game enough times, and the standings will look better.
The thing about hockey, too, you know, win a shift, win a period, win a game, win another period, win a game. Andy,
games within the games. Coach, I know you had some experience with Colin Delia before this year, and the way that he's played in his first few games. Is the plan still to kind of bring him along a little bit and put him in situations where you feel like he's better served to play that game?
Well, we don't want to overload him. I think he's doing such a good job and really giving us a chance every night. So we want to play him as much as we can while allowing him time to prepare to play at his highest level. And that's a bit of a balance, but as he goes, as he gets more comfortable, and if he continues to play as well as he has, then he'll demand more games. He'll demand a heavier load, and he's done that already. So that's sort of the approach with him.
You're 2 months in now. Are the kids giving you any advice on coaching?
Like my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, what an interesting answer. Are they grounded?
Yeah. No. No, but especially my six-year-old Ben, it's like every time I come home, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? You know, who's the goalie going to be? Why don't you play these two together? And
oh, that's funny. That's
like a second press conference when you get home, huh?
I met you.
Yeah, it is.
I met. It'd be funny if they got a podium set up for him. Yeah. I met your parents at the Hawks Christmas party. Seemed like lovely folks.
Okay.
Were they all there at Notre Dame? All the big family.
No, my parents weren't there. They went back. My sister's actually a coach too. She coaches at university in Calgary.
Okay.
And so they went home, but my wife was there and my kids were there, and so that was
cool.
Nice. They enjoyed it. Despite the loss, I had to apologize to them too when we didn't win, but they'll get over it till the next game.
Your 6-year-old's going to start making you run laps.
Yeah, he is. That's kind of how he's approaching it.
Listen, great talking to you. I love your perspective on this, and we're going to try to be patient as you win one at a time.
Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. Appreciate
it.
That's the coach, Jeremy Colleton.